No one who had ever seen Catherine Morland in her infancy would have supposed her born to be a heroine. Her situation in life, the character of her father and mother, her own person and disposition, were all equally against her. Her father was a clergyman, without being neglected or poor, and a very respectable man, and he was not in the least addicted to locking up his daughters. Her mother was a woman of useful, plain sense, with a good temper, who had 10 children in all. The Morlands were in general very plain, and Catherine, for many years of her life, as plain as ever. She had a thin, awkward figure, a sallow skin without colour, dark, lank hair, and strong features. She was fond of all boys' plays, to the more heroic enjoyments of infancy, nursing a dormouse, feeding a canary bird, or watering a rose bush. Such were her propensities. Her abilities were quite as extraordinary. She never could learn or understand anything before she was taught, and sometimes not even then, for she was often inattentive and occasionally stupid. She shirked her lessons whenever she could.